The first four of the 48 ways dealt with using the mind to get information, analyze it, put it out into the world, and use it to understand yourself. Now we turn to midot, emotions and character traits that are crucial for living. Just like a person can work on developing his or her mind, he or she can work on developing the right emotions. The key to working on those emotions, which we will see throughout the 48 ways, is to understand the perceptions that cause us to feel something. We love someone because we perceive the deeper virtues in them. We hate someone because we see and identify them with their flaws. We feel angry because we feel that someone has done something wrong to us. If it becomes clear to us that what they did was totally accidental and unintended, the anger will go away. Later in the 48 ways, we will talk more about love and anger, as well as other important emotions. Today's way, number 5, is the emotion of awe. Awe is the feeling of awareness of our smallness and insignificance in the face of overwhelming beauty, distance, power. King David said on seeing the heavens, "What is man that you should remember him?" We naturally feel awe when we experience awesome beauty, a snow-capped mountain, a breathtaking sunset. When we see the stars at night or the vastness of the sea, we feel awe. The thunder and lightning of the powerful thunderstorms we have here in South Africa are awe-inspiring. In each case, awe comes from feeling the greatness, vastness, powerfulness of the world and the universe compared to our limitations. Seemingly, this should be an unpleasant experience, to feel alone in a vast crowd of people in a city of giant skyscrapers is not necessarily a pleasurable experience. But to feel alone under the stars, alone staring at the ocean, can be a beautiful, pleasurable experience. Why? Because when we see the beauty of a snow-capped mountain, the vastness of the sea, the power of a thunderstorm, we are getting a connection with God. We can see this if we ask ourselves, what am I relating to when I appreciate the beauty of the Drakensberg or the beaches of Schlange? A large mountain is just a lot of dirt and stones piled together. An ocean is just a lot of water. What is pleasurable about more dirt or more water? It's because I appreciate that the mountain and the sea are creations of God, and I appreciate the vastness of his power, a power that can throw up a mountain or stretch out a sea. In the face of that power, our body steps out of the picture, and we experience the transcendental pleasure of the soul having the experience of God. We aren't necessarily conscious of the fact that the experience of all we are having is an experience of God. The awesome power of nature works on us even when we aren't thinking about it. But if you think consciously about what you are experiencing, you can appreciate it so much more. And not only that, but you can experience awe without having to go away for a vacation. The world God created is truly awesome. The table in front of you is actually made up of innumerable subatomic particles flying around at the speed of light. We see from the power of the atomic bomb, there's enough power in even a small chunk of the world to blow up a city. We live in a galaxy that stretches millions of light years in a universe of trillions of stars. Each star is a ball of energy beyond our imagining. The human body, the millions of complex parts that work together, is more complex by many magnitudes than anything a human being can create. Even when I pick up my arm, I can take awe in how my brain chooses among the millions of nerves and muscles to put my decision to raise up my arm into practice. When we see God behind the workings of the world, we can take a shortcut to awe and realize the eternal, the creator and supervisor of the world, is always taking care of us. When you learn Torah or do mitzvahs, use this awareness. If God, who is such great power, gave us a Torah and commanded us to do mitzvahs, they must be very deep and important. When you pray, appreciate the awesomeness of having a contact with the creator of the world. Working on this awareness, increasing the awe we have, not only increases our pleasure, it is a way to understand the reality of existence, to get out of routine and boredom. Thoreau, the American philosopher, said, "The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. They get involved in pettiness and find life boring and unsatisfying. A person who feels the awesomeness of life never has to feel that. He or she knows that even everyday life is full of meaning and importance." May we all merit to see God in our daily lives and realize that, as they say in Star Wars, the Force is with us.